It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Is that the kind of thing you do when you've smoked some weed? You go organize your Tupperware drawer?
This is Marconi award-winning.
When you've smoked a giant weed or two.
Just a giant weed. Yeah, I guess so, Norm.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
You have to memorize a script? No, you got to go this and touch the V.
Embarrassing, isn't it?
Donnie.
Don't put me in it. You said it. Well, if that's the case, sign me the hell up.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Yes, Classic BMW brings us the emergency brake of the week at 7:57 here on The Ticket with the Morning Musers. We'll give you three candidates. You get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. Speaking of Norm, we just heard him there in the intro. He is back again. And this is pretty darn amazing that he got these two guys confused. Have you ever confused Will Smith, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, with Prince?
No, and I heard this live as I was driving home, and I just couldn't believe it.
Did you drive off the road?
Almost.
So did I.
So, you've seen the final episode of Fresh Prince 10 times.
I would probably say yes.
All right. 96. Ooh, 22 years
ago. Wow.
But you made it to the museum, right? There a museum for him?
For Will Smith? The Fresh Prince?
No. Oh, what am I thinking? No. Oh, whose museum did you make it to?
I want to know.
Yeah.
No?
You made it to somebody's important museum.
You went to Prince's house.
Oh, Prince's house. Well, that's
that
a museum.
That was Paisley Park.
Oh,
yeah.
My
God. Okay. Oh, Fresh Prince.
Fresh Prince. Okay. Prince.
Why do I speak
house?
Norm?
Boy, you do speak Norm because I was so confused.
No.
Thank you, Chair. Chair's my interpreter.
Did you go to school for that?
No, just been doing
norm,
this shift
like you're in
long.
Class.
Take 2 years of Hitzkus.
Yeah.
It was an elective.
You have a syllabus, take a couple of tests.
Oh, man.
But Norm. I could not picture that, Norm. I'm sorry. But
that's okay.
Yeah, no, he went to Paisley Park, yes.
Oh, that wasn't an important museum?
There's so much to unpack here, and I couldn't believe it when I was listening to it, and I thought about it all day. First of all, I knew immediately where Norm was going. I knew immediately that he had just confused the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and Prince when he asked, didn't you go to his important museum? Which, that phrase right there.
His important museum.
Didn't you go to his important museum? That froze my brain for about 3 hours.
Not those other museums he has, but the important one. Yeah.
Then when Jer says, well, he went to Prince's house... I can't remember the inflection Jerry used, but the inflection that Norm used, he said, oh, he went to Prince's house.
Right. It's still
meaning he still is confused about Prince
no
and
idea.
The Fresh Prince.
He's the same guy.
Like he thinks we've just cleared up the museum house thing.
Yeah, right.
Prince, who did Purple Rain and starred in the comedy show,
right,
had a had a house, not a museum.
How do you confuse those two?
I have no idea. It's amazing. Let's go one more time.
You've seen the final episode of Fresh Prince 10 times.
I would probably say yes.
All right. 96. Ooh, 22 years
ago. Wow.
But you made it to the museum, right? Near a museum for him?
For Will Smith? The Fresh Prince?
No. Oh, what am I thinking? No. Oh. Whose museum did you make it to?
I want to know.
Yeah.
No?
You made it to somebody's important museum.
You went to Prince's house.
Oh, Prince's house. Well, that's
that
a museum.
That went to Paisley Park.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Fresh Prince.
Fresh Prince.
Why do I speak
house?
Norm?
Well, you do speak Norm because I was so confused.
No.
Thank you, Chair. Chair's my interpreter.
Did you go to school for that?
No, just been
speak
doing
norm,
this shift
like you're in
long.
Class.
Take 2 years of Hitzkus.
Yeah.
A little
do you have a syllabus?
Yeah, Jerry used the proper inflection there. He went to Prince's house.
Right.
And then
different
Norm
guy.
Said, and then Norm immediately said, oh, I went to Prince's house. Still confused.
The emphasis on house instead of Prince. Wow. Okay, there's Norm, candidate number one. Candidate number two, we're going to put this on Justin Montemayor, Monty, for bringing the Dallas Mavericks postgame show to a screeching halt the other night when he was filling in for Jake. And Jake's wife was giving birth to their daughter, so that's why Jake wasn't there. And Monty went down that road, and it's a weird way to end a postgame show.
I can tell you when I do have a kid, yeah. I make sure it's during Mav season.
Sure. We'll give him a shout-out on the air.
Oh, no, I'm just going to come up here just to throw it in Jake's face.
I thought, well, if you send me a text
show up.
To baby Montemayor, we'll definitely give a shout-out on the air.
So,
for sure.
Ladies, if you want to help me make that wish come true, at Justin Monty on Twitter. And then, yeah, Wednesday, San Antonio will be at the AAC. All right.
Keep cracking.
Any final thoughts?
I'm pulling for you, man, in that regard.
I'll be pulling myself, most likely.
That's...
All right, that's the post-game show on the ticket.
That's the worst ending to show ever.
That may be the worst ending to any show in ticket history, 25 years.
I love Mark's reaction.
All right, way to go, Monty. You are candidate number two. And candidate number three comes to us from the hard line. It's Mike Reiner. Wasn't quite sure of the date, the day, or the month as the hardline got off to a roaring start a couple of days ago.
Warmest greetings, tick heads and ticket chicks. It is Wednesday, the 6th of February. Time to heat two.
I'm sorry, what day and month are you on?
Sorry. It is Wednesday, the 9th of January. I'm just reading what's in front of me, man.
Mike, use close.
Time to heat two. Trice up.
6th of February?
Time traveled.
What did he mean he was just reading what was in front of him?
I don't know. Is that what he wrote down, or is that what he had?
He didn't know how to set the clock on his
hardline script. All right, one more time, just for kicks.
Warmest greetings, tick heads and ticket chicks. It is Wednesday, the 6th of February. Time to heat two.
I'm sorry, what day and month are you on?
Sorry. It is Wednesday, the 9th of January. That's just reading what's in front of me, man.
Mike, use close.
Time to heat two. Price up.
Or if that was a drop.
What?
I'm just reading what's in front of me.
I don't think that was a drop. It didn't sound like so. It.
I never can tell anymore. Okay.
He sounded like a pretty slow start out of the gate anyway, even before the date thing.
All right. Well, those are your three candidates, Norm, Monty, or Rhines. 888-787-1310. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Am I on my name?
Yes, ma'am.
Die.
Hi, news. I want to vote for Hollywood Mike Reiner. Just so you know, and thanks for the shower talk, Gord. I like you.
What do you say?
Thanks for the shower talk.
Sure.
Or she enjoyed shower talk.
All right.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello?
Good God.
No.
Vaginal size, more and more.
Okay. Oh, right. We waited for that.
That's the end of radio.
Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
Oh, hey, guys.
Hey.
T1 Will's uncle, and I just want to vote for Norm.
Okay. We will register your vote.
What are y'all up to?
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Well.
That's Orion's...
It's Ryan. Slow out of the gate there.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins e-break?
Oh, that's weird. This is P1 Will's uncle. Did you guys just call me?
No. You can't vote twice. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310. Hello?
For the love of God.
Hello, sports caller. You are on the air.
I'd like to vote for Norm.
Oh,
wait,
okay.
How old are you?
I'm 11 years old.
Well, what's your dad doing letting you listen to the ticket?
Or mom.
She's been listening with me every morning.
Dude, does the mommy know that you're letting your daughter listen to the ticket?
She knows from heaven now, but yes, she knows.
Oh, my gosh.
Way to go, Gordon. You did it again.
I most certainly express my condolences.
Sorry, buddy, and I'm glad the ticket can give you a little bit of comfort on a Friday morning.
The family.
He loves helping and get on every practice or things. Give your stick.
Okay. I'm Echo with the ticket. Stick it over yourself, 5 traffic.
Okay.
Hey, you got good a future. Job. You got a future good in this job. Business.
Have a good day.
You right. too.
Oh, that's very sweet. Thanks for the Norm vote.
Certainly.
Gordon.
Every day should be Christmas for you.
Yes, yeah. It should be.
Yeah. Yeah. This next week.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break? Hello?
Yep.
Yep, let's vote.
In West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playgrounds where I spent most of my days, chilling out, maxing, relaxing all cool, and all shooting some beanball outside the school.
Okay, it's a Norm vote.
Okay, yeah. I don't know the whole rap there, Fresh Prince. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins e-breakage?
I'm voting for anyone that can loosen up Mark Falwell's tight ass. So give me
there's a Monty vote there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
You know, guys, I've seen the movie Happiness 10 times now, and Prince's performance gets funnier every single time.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Rhino, and my wife is also dead.
Oh, Gordon?
How can that one be on me?
Because you introduced that theme this morning.
I did not introduce the theme.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break? Hello?
Good God.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
That was a weird way that you were going to
Yeah, I know.
shout out to Earl, a.k.a. Jake, on the new baby. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. And give me Monte Moore.
Montemayor. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins e-break?
Phone call from lower heaven.
Oh, it's teenage Coco from lower heaven.
Just vote.
Coco, consult great orangutan Manus for this week vote. You know Manus. He played great Clyde in 1978 Clint Eastwood movie.
All right, fine. All right. Who you vote for?
Coco, vote for other great ape. Purple Rain Norm.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner. Norm has done it again.
You've seen the final episode of Fresh Prince 10 times.
I would probably say yes.
All right. 96. Ooh, 22 years
wow.
ago.
Wow.
But you made it to the museum, right? Near a museum for him?
For Will Smith? The Fresh Prince?
No. Oh, what am I thinking? No. Oh, whose museum did you make it to?
I want to know.
Yeah.
No.
You made it to somebody's important museum.
You went to Prince's house.
Oh, Prince's house. Well, that's
that
a museum.
That went to Hazel Park.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, Fresh Prince.
Fresh Prince. Okay. Prince.
Why do I speak
house?
Norm?
Well, you do speak Norm because I was so confused.
No.
Thank you, Chair. Chair's my interpreter.
Did you go to school for that?
No, just
to speak Norm.
This shift
like you're in
long.
Class.
Take 2 years of Hitzkus.
Yeah.
It was an elective.
You have a syllabus. Take a couple of tests.
Oh, man.
But that was, yeah, I could not picture that, Norm. I'm sorry, but.
That's okay.
Yeah, no, he went to Paisley Park, yes.
You know, my new favorite part of that after listening to it again is when Norm said, you went to his museum, and Donovan's reaction of, Will Smith? The Fresh Prince? Like, there's not a museum for Will Smith, yeah, the Fresh Prince.
And it's an important one, too.
You went to somebody's important museum.
Yeah. The funny inflection in Donovan's voice. Like,
you
he
have
just
two museums.
Cannot understand this. How many is that?
104th win for Norman. They all look the same to me, Hitzkus.
Okay.
Back off the mic.
He meant e-brakes. All the e-brakes look the same to me.
Uh-huh.